Rand, thank you very much for joining me today. It is great to see you again.
Great to see you as well.
For those of you who don't know, Rand Iberg has had an illustrious career in the beverage space. To start, he did 8 years on the alcohol side, working for both E&J Gallo Winery and Diageo. In 1999, he joined PepsiCo, where he worked for nearly 22 years before retiring in the summer of 2021. Last year, Rand came out of retirement to become a beverage consultant for Celsius Holdings, the brand that's been disrupting the energy drink sector with its unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins. Rand, to get started, that's quite a career that you've had. Could you take us through the journey and how you made it to where you are today?
Yeah, well, thank you. I think the journey started for me actually just when I exited high school. And probably one of the best decisions I ever made was going into the U.S. Army to get my college paid for. And while that taught me some incredible teamwork skills, leadership skills that I carry with me today, it also set me apart when I graduated college, and it was a differentiator on my resume. So that was, a good step in the right direction to get my career off on the right track. Over the course of my career at Gallo and Diageo, PepsiCo, and now Celsius, I think that probably my strongest attributes, the things that I've leaned on, have been a strong work ethic, have been the ability to stretch to new opportunities, so to take on new challenges that probably got me out of my comfort zone a little bit. And then along with that, probably some luck of being in, quite frankly, the right place at the right time, with a demonstrated track record of success, and I was given the opportunity to excel. And those kind of combinations of my history and my willingness to take on new challenges allowed me to continue to move up the ranks, both in the liquor business and now with PepsiCo and Celsius.
Rand, you just mentioned that the foundation of your experience and what's helped you grow into a leader was your experience in the military. Could you talk a little bit more about what the military taught you and what it could teach other folks who are looking to build their careers or maybe entering college or thinking about if the military might be right for them?
So I think at the cornerstone of my military experience, the first thing was getting to understand and know how to work together with people that didn't talk like me, didn't look like me, weren't from the same area of the country that I was from. And really what it is, what it does, it teaches you to work as one. And later in my career, as I took on broader responsibilities, bigger teams, a more diverse team across the country, it allowed me to perhaps have a better insight and experience with working with folks that didn't have the same background as me. In addition to breaking down kind of those barriers, the military does a great job of obviously empowering you to take a leadership position in the NCO ranks, which was what I was in, non-commissioned officer, so I was enlisted. And it really just taught me to depend on myself, depend on my teammates, and to strive for what the objective was.
Looking at your career, you have clearly had leadership positions at every company that you've been at, in every category that you've called on. What does being a leader mean to you in the beverage space versus where you came from? How are those same lessons applied when you're developing folks as salespeople rather than soldiers?
So I think for me, when I think about what leadership is, it's somebody that is inspirational to those that they are leading. And it's somebody that can demonstrate transparency, right? Give guidance in a way that is beneficial to those looking for it. So it's more of a lead by example than a my way or the highway type mentality. And I think the military was instrumental, along with playing team sports, you know, through growing up. And it's taught me that leading by example, you know, servant leadership, demonstrating that you can be out in front and doing it in a way that is genuine to your teams goes a long way. And when you get folks in the boat with you, that believe in your style and they believe in what you're trying to achieve, you can do incredible things.
So, Rand, I went over your career at the top of the episode, and you have had numerous achievements, to say the least. But most interesting part is that you retired in 2021 and came out of retirement in 2022. Could you talk a little bit about what retirement was like and then what made you want to come back to the working side?
So I really hadn't planned on coming out of retirement. I actually was, quite frankly, enjoying myself, taking time for myself and my wife. You know, after 22 years with PepsiCo and traveling literally every week, it was nice to take a breath, stay at home, kind of enjoy perhaps a simpler lifestyle. Along with that, after about 15 months, I actually did start to get an itch to perhaps start to look at what a next chapter would look like for me. I hadn't really planned on coming back. I had updated my LinkedIn profile, which I hadn't done in a number of years, but I was starting to explore what might be out there. And then I got a call from PepsiCo and they brought the opportunity forth, and it's been a great return to see old friends in the PepsiCo system, customers from years gone by that I had very strong relationships with, all while working in a new system with a dynamic brand being Celsius. So it really wasn't planned, but now that I've done it, I'm actually enjoying myself, reconnecting with, you know, customers and folks within the PepsiCo system that I've known and loved for years.
So tying back through your whole career, we started with your time in the military and now you're at Celsius and everything in between. How has negotiation played into your career as a critical skill to achieve your goals?
Life is kind of a negotiation. All in, you know, not doesn't have to be an intense negotiation, but every day you make decisions and you perhaps engage with people to negotiate outcomes that are desirable to you. So I can think about when I got out of the Army, I went and bought a Volkswagen for my car in college, and I didn't negotiate a deal at all. I literally wrote the guy a check for the car. And my dad was with me, and he just looked at me like, what are you doing? You need to try to get a better deal out of this guy. So I'll always carry that one in my kind of heart of hearts of the negotiation, you know, memorabilia, let's call it, for lack of a better term. Negotiation in business, in the beverage sector, is ongoing. Whether you are talking about annual agreements, long-term agreements, which really was my specialty with PepsiCo in primarily the restaurant and recreation and travel space. Those agreements and those negotiations set you up for success, not just by winning the deal or winning the business, but the way that you structure them for ongoing success so that when it comes time to renegotiate, you're in the best possible position.
A key theme of what you're talking about here is partnership and looking to grow together with the company or person that you're negotiating with. It's not about winning this contract. It's about building a partnership and creating a runway for growth so that you can grow together and help each other achieve one another's goals.
Absolutely. I think some of the most successful negotiations I was ever involved with have been ones where we took a holistic approach with what the customer is looking for. So in terms of not just pricing and product, but how are we going to market not just this year, but in the long term with customers? How do we become more operationally efficient with their operation side as well? How do we work to meet the financial needs of both of us in terms of accounts receivables and payables and terms? So there's a lot that goes into this stuff. And if you're able to dial it up correctly, and come with a holistic package, it certainly sets the relationship up for success for the long term and in the short term as well.
So throughout your career and throughout your negotiations, especially those long-term deals in the restaurant space, what would you say the toughest part about negotiation is?
That's a great question. I think early in my career, I was taught in the sales process at Gallo Wines and their sales training program was to basically talk and then be quiet and get feedback. So don't just continue to sell. Get feedback, triangulate off of that, pivot off of that. And so if I think about that same concept in the bigger, broader, longer term negotiations that I've dealt with over my career, it literally was knowing when to stop negotiating, to basically say, my pencil is down, this is the final offer. In many instances, the negotiations could have lingered on and on and on, and without drawing a line in the proverbial sand and letting the person you're negotiating with, letting them know that you were all in, you were all done, this was last and final, that actually seemed to generate the best results in terms of establishing when the game was over and it was time to make a decision.
And a key point of information on when you do sometimes have to draw that line in the sand is your credibility as a negotiator, right? If you haven't built that credibility beforehand, they don't care where you drew that line because they don't believe that it's a hard line anyway. But if you have that credibility and you've built that up over time, then you can say things or make moves like this that are going to have some gravitas behind them because you need that credibility.
That's exactly right. And building that credibility in the beginning of a long-term relationship then becomes one of the building blocks of that relationship going forward.
Rand, you've talked a lot about the experiences that you've had, your career, and some of the advice that's gotten you to where you are. I'd like to wrap up this podcast with one last question, asking what kind of advice would you give to young people that are either in school right now thinking about what they want to do or entering the workforce and might aspire to have a career similar to yours?
I think building a resume of experiences goes a long way in both finding what makes you happy in your career and also putting you in the best possible position to grow your career. And I'll give you an example. I started off in sales, and over the course of my tenure at Gallo and then with Diageo, I was given the opportunity to move into a brand marketing role with Diageo. So I'd had a solid sales background, but I aspired to learn the marketing side of the business. And I was given basically an on-the-job training to do that. Further in my career with PepsiCo, I really realized that I wanted to become more of a general manager and lead large groups of people across a dynamic customer base. And I realized that I needed to understand finance and financial negotiations and the impact of decisions on the P&L. So in those three examples, I feel like I really rounded out kind of my career by getting parallel experiences in like organizations that support each other. You need sales, you obviously need marketing, and you need finance. Probably the one piece that I didn't pick up immediately was the operations side of things. So in a nutshell, I would encourage anybody that's listening to this podcast to gain as much experience as they can. Take some chances, right? If you're offered an opportunity that might stretch you or make you a little uncomfortable, accept that opportunity. Have confidence in yourself, because when you come out the other side, it's just going to make you a more well-rounded business professional.
That is fantastic advice. I always try and tell young people to think of their career as a pyramid rather than a ladder. You need to go wide and build a solid base of experience if you're going to be able to move up and have a healthy career that is holistically rounded out rather than kind of plugged into one subject matter expert function.
Yeah, I think that's great advice.
Well, Rand, thank you very much for your time today. Really appreciate being able to reconnect with you. I think the last time I saw you, I was shaking your hand at a convention in Las Vegas a few years ago. So it was great catching up, and good luck.
Great to see you as well. Thank you for the opportunity.